easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
The Morning Hookup on ESPN Lincoln.
This is a story about Billy Joe and Bobby Sue. Two young lovers with nothing better to do. They sit around the house, get high and watch a tune. And here's what happened when they decided to cut loose. They headed down to Boulevard El Paso. I swear they ran into a great big
song. Welcome back in the Morning Hookup. It's Monday. Probably tough to get going after the weekend. Hopefully we can help you do that. Especially with Will's music, man. Killing it.
Thank you.
Getting text. You're killing it.
All right.
Making everybody's day so far. That's what we try to do.
Mm-hmm.
Take the money and run. By the way, whoever that person was in Illinois, one ticket.
Not fair. A lot of money. It's a lot of money. They're having a good day today. I wonder how long it takes to get the money. Like, in your bank account and everything.
Yeah. I don't know, but it's a lot.
Yeah. A lot of money. Troy tweets it. He says, I think Venables is a lot like Pelini. Neither of their pizzas are cut right.
Yep, that's the truth. It's never right. Never right. Boy, also, by the way, and we'll have some stuff. We'll probably talk about this tomorrow. You know what today is as well?
What?
It's a Big Ten Media Day.
Oh, that's right.
Volleyball. The first ever.
Yeah, first ever one.
Big Ten Volleyball Media. What took so long?
The inaugural. Up in Chicago.
Yeah.
I think...
Is this like players and stuff too, or is it just coaches?
It's both.
It's both? Because I have not heard anything on who would be visiting or going.
Kenzie Knuckles.
Okay, you know. Okay, perfect. Look at you.
Kenzie Knuckles and then Maddie Kubik, I believe, is up there as well. And then, of course, John Cook. I think they go on around 3:30.
Oh, 3:30 today.
Yeah, and you can watch on Big Ten Network.
That'd be awesome. That'd be good stuff, man.
Yeah.
Be good stuff. There'll be a... First down, I'm surprised. There's a lot of people forecasting the teams and stuff already. Preseason all-conference team is out. Caitlin Horde, Maddie Kubik, and Lexi Rodriguez all make the preseason all-conference.
You know, seeing the details on...
looking like we could be one or two in the conference in a preseason poll.
That's pretty good.
Well.
You know, seeing the details on Kayla Caffey's transfer.
Yeah, it's an interesting one, isn't it?
It is. So, like, apparently they didn't offer her a scholarship this year?
Yeah, I think that's it was a timing issue, I think, on that. I think that was timing. Because she was cleared by NCAA, but it's like 10 days, and maybe there weren't scholarships left because of the class they brought in. I don't know all the details, but I assume that's a timing issue, that there maybe wasn't available scholarship.
Hmm.
And I don't know how that works from the volleyball sense.
Yeah, me either.
Of stuff. But she was not offered one.
We'll see what happens.
Maybe, you know, we wish her well because she would have been a big piece.
Well, and I'm sure John Cook will be asked about that today. So we'll have an answer.
Yep. All right, let's rock it. What's trending at 10?
Manziel will be cut at the start of the year.
Do you think that Kyrie is worth all of this drama?
New fallout from the Astros cheating scandal, with some Astros players taking heat for how they're apologizing for the cheating.
Here's what's trending at 10.
All right, so the MLB trade deadline is tomorrow? Did you say it was the 2nd?
I think it's maybe a later. I just keep trying to follow this stuff because there is so much like shaking and moving of this stuff. Everything you know about the trade deadline. Let's see what it says.
August 2nd. 6 p.m.
Yeah.
It'd probably be 5
a.m. 5 o'clock here tomorrow.
Yep.
5 o'clock here tomorrow. That's when everything goes.
So we do have, there's been some trades, you know, nothing out of this world. San Francisco and the Cubs, they had a deal with Raynel Espinal. He's a pitcher. He goes to the Cubs. San Francisco gets an infielder, Dixon Machado. Outfielder David Peralta, he goes to Tampa Bay.
Okay.
Arizona gets a catcher, Christian Serna. And let's see, the Phillies, they get second baseman Edmundo Sosa. St. Louis gets left-handed pitcher JoJo Romero. And then one of the biggest trades, it happened Friday night, Seattle. They get right-handed pitcher Luis Castillo from the Reds. He is a, you know, he was one of the biggest pitchers that people were trying to get their hands on. And Seattle is able to get him. So Seattle, they're beefing up and they're going for that wild card spot.
And might as well.
Yeah.
We'll get to that. We'll be reviewing that here in a minute. But speaking of someone that's back, that sounds like they're back on the trade block, do you remember when the Yankees got Joey Gallo?
Yeah.
Do you realize how bad he's been?
Bad.
He's batting 159.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. It was below 100 for a long time.
Twitter has been making jokes about him all season.
Because what's, and we'll get to it, but like, not get to it, but like, the number of home runs Judge has are more than his hits on the year.
Oh, my God.
That just is put insane. This, he has 37 hits this year. 37.
Okay.
37. Everybody, you know where Judge is. Judge has more home runs than Joey Gallo has hits.
That is sad.
Like, he's become like a bench player now.
Yeah, and that was a big trade.
That was a huge trade. Now they're saying he could be back on the block, man.
Wow. That's insane.
Oh, and Soto, man. It sounds like there's three teams. Three teams that are in this race still.
Yep. It's the Cardinals, the Dodgers, and Padres. They're believed.
The Padres would be ginormous.
Yeah, it would be. But again, like the return that you're going to have to provide is insane.
Oh, it's incredible. But again, look who he is.
I know, it's Juan Soto. But I also saw that there's a report out there saying that it's possible that a deal doesn't happen and that he stays.
I mean, it's possible. If they don't get what they want, then you just leave it. Let it sit.
And he becomes a free agent.
But you're also in the mix of, like, getting nothing.
Right? When he leaves.
Yes.
For free agency.
You run
right.
that risk.
So you want something in return. We'll see what happens. I do not want to see him go to the Dodgers.
No.
That's for sure.
Yuck.
Cardinals or Padres. I'm with you. That's who I'd like to see him go to.
Padres.
Arguably MLB's best hitter. The Cowboys. Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, my goodness.
They are apparently worth $7.64 billion. They are named most valuable sports franchise in the world.
And, 630 more million than the Yankees.
That's surprising.
They have it out there. The league average. They have all 32 teams. Their valuations are out there. $7.64 billion. Here's your top five. The Rams, 5.9. Patriots, 5.88. Giants, 5.73. And the San Francisco 49ers coming at 5.18. And then the Bears at $5 billion. So there's six teams over $5 billion.
Are you surprised that the Giants are that high?
No.
I kind of am.
By the way, the league average is 4.1.
Okay. Eagles make the top 10 there, $4.7 billion.
And that goes essentially from 17 down would be below the average. Cincinnati Bengals come in dead last at 2.8.
Wow. That's, I don't know if that's a good or bad look. You can only do so much, right?
Yep.
Other NFL news, Deebo Samuel. He finally got paid after holding out. He is going to stay in the Bay Area. They agree on a 3-year, $71.55 million extension.
58.1 in guarantees.
That's what he wanted.
It's crazy. This is the seventh receiver to get over to get the $24 million a year.
Well, receiver slash running back.
Yeah. Wow.
He got paid.
He got paid.
I'm surprised. In the dude, the holdout works, man.
Yeah, barely.
The holdout works.
He's a valued asset there, man.
Yeah, you're right. Moving on.
Did you see A.J. Brown took a shot at it?
I saw that, but what did he say?
Let's see. Where is his comment? I just had it right here. He said, basically, all four of us got the same contract, and I'm the only one that got traded. Yeah, keep believing it was me. Anyway, go Birds.
That's right.
Hashtag carry on.
With Philly now, yeah.
Yep.
Moving on, Brian Windhorst, NBA, insider.
Yep.
He is already laying the groundwork for maybe a LeBron James Cleveland reunion.
Oh, gosh. Makes me yuck.
He said, quote, "I don't sense that LeBron wants to leave the Lakers, but I would be remiss to not point out that the Cavs have positioned themselves to have huge salary cap space next summer when LeBron could potentially be a free agent." It makes sense why LeBron would want to stay in L.A. for the rest of his career. Problem is, he said that he wants to play with his son, if his son ever makes it to the NBA. And if that doesn't happen, though, I could see him ending it with the Cavs.
Sure. LeBron.
I could see it happen.
I could see it.
I would actually want to see that happen.
He wants to play with this kid. It might. Whatever.
Well, ending it in Cleveland would be, right, yeah. I'd say.
Yeah.
Dwight Howard, he's trying to.
Who?
Dwight Howard. He's trying to get signed by an NBA team, but nobody's biting. And apparently he is, if that doesn't work out, if the team doesn't call him, he is planning on joining the WWE. He said apparently that's been his dream his whole life, was to be in the WWE. He went to apparently some open tryout for the WWE. And, he was just there to basically have fun and, But, yeah, that's what he's saying. He wants to be in the WWE if he doesn't get signed.
Okay.
By the way,
Dwight Howard.
There is a Hall of Fame case for Dwight Howard.
Tell me more.
There is. You remember how dominant he was in those first years in the NBA?
Yeah, but...
Yeah, pull up the stats. Go ahead. I bet it's not too far off.
There's no case. Maybe I'm wrong.
It's more of looking at how he dominated the league early in his career. I think you look at that, and then, stats, we'll see how they look. He's been in the league for a while. I'm just saying there is a case. I'm not saying it will happen. It's probably a stretch, but...
8-time All-Star, 3-time Defensive Player of the Year. Where is his stats even at?
Can you really go to stats, though, when it comes to NBA Hall of Fame? I feel like a lot of it does have to do with championships, awards. Unlike the MLB.
The career 58-point shooter. Let's see. Average 15.7 in his career.
Sure. I'm just saying.
I don't see.
There's a shot.
Maybe I'm wrong, but he played forever. 2004 is when he came in the league.
Yeah. A long time. Moving on, this is pretty cool. Former Nebraska wide receiver Quincy Enunwa.
All right.
He is taking a job as a TV football analyst for the Jets.
Nice.
This upcoming
Good
season.
For him.
He's been doing some media work with the Jets, but now he's taking a job, and he will be on the TV broadcast for Jets games this upcoming season. We know he had to retire because of that neck injury. And, Jets fans loved Quincy when he was there. So this is pretty cool. He's staying around the franchise, and he's, you know, doing work on the media side. So that's pretty
cool. Good for him, man. Good for him. Found a spot after his career ended.
And yeah.
Yeah, good for him. That's awesome.
So Henrik Stenson.
This is so
cool. He won last week's LIV Golf Tournament. It was his debut, too, which is pretty impressive. He won.
What does that tell you, though?
First time. Listen, if you're going to come out here and say that he hasn't competed in 3 years and he joins this league and he wins, that shows you what the competition is like. Well, that's golf.
I mean, I guess he's been terrible.
It's the same take I'm seeing by 20,000 people on Twitter.
I mean, even Matthew Wolf is playing good. He shot 64 over there.
Maybe he's playing better golf. Maybe he's playing better golf. But we know that Henrik Stenson was the captain on the Europe Ryder Cup team.
Not so bad.
Not anymore, but they have announced their new captain, and it is the one and only Luke Donald.
Yeah, well, he said he won it. He said, did you see his comment about how much it would mean to him, yada yada, and he said, I would not and will not pull a Hendrick.
Yeah, I think Luke's pretty committed to, or he's pretty faithful to the PGA.
Have you seen how bad Phil Mickelson's been still playing?
No, what'd he shoot?
I don't know, but he's something like 50 over par or something.
Yikes.
Like in his last whatever round since leaving the tour.
Pat Perez, he plays on DJ's team for LIV Golf.
Yeah, they won it.
They won it again, but Pat Perez he's not contributing anything.
Zero.
To the
win.
He's
winning millions.
He's already won $1 million.
Yeah.
During his time on LIV. Hey, listen, that's why people are going over there. You make cash. You make cash.
Speaking of golf, you know, I talked about those. Like this one, you know, Tony Finau wins back-to-back. But there was a rookie that finished in second, which was awesome. But the year that Cam Young's having is incredible. Like, he's the likely rookie of the year. I mean, didn't play well yesterday. I mean, he played good enough. He tied for second at 21 under. Yes, but do you know he has 7 finishes in the top 3?
Whoa.
It might be top 2.
Whoa.
You might have 7 second place, something like that. It's in the top 3. 7 times this year.
Wow.
As a rookie. 7 podium finishes. Like, come on, man. Get him over the hump.
That's impressive.
How cool is that? How cool is that?
Yeah, that's rookie of the year.
That makes, like I said, it's awesome. FedEx points are coming up, man. This is the last week for golf before the FedEx. Last week, the Wyndham Championship. Tony Finau's in 7th. This is cool stuff, man.
I take it. I can't think of his name right now, but who's in first?
Scottie Scheffler.
That's who I was thinking of, yep. Makes sense. All right, that's what's trending at 10.
Did you also see last night? I didn't see it, didn't watch it. Ric Flair's last match was last night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 73 years old, man. Apparently the figure four leg lock got applied.
Okay.
Thought I'd throw it out there. It was 30 minutes long. They said he was beat down. Man, he wrestled in the 70s, 80s, and 90s.
Yeah, I saw the video. He, like, was bleeding all over his face.
Yeah, he always bleeds, man.
Well, he needed one more check, and he got it. But if he goes broke, I mean, if he does something like this again, we know he went broke.
Yeah, let's hope not.
I know.
So, all right, man, good stuff. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll reset what we had the pleasure to do on Friday, and that's the interview with Coach Fred Hoiberg.